This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I genuinely buy that Dalton Kincaid is going to blow up in year three. For a million reasons, and a lot of it's physical. Both knees were in bad, bad shape. He couldn't even really bend them. But I think it's more psychological, because you go through history, you look at all these tight end greats, but so many of these guys, they faced this moment early in their career. All of these tight ends had this, like, man-in-the-mirror moment where everything kind of clicks, and I think you have to face those demons kind of head on. And this is somebody who is far more mentally tough, physically tough than I certainly thought.
Tyler Dunn from our conversation about his piece on Dalton Kincaid. You can find that at golongtd.com. I'm just now remembering that yesterday I saw a post from Fitz on Instagram. Did you see it?
No. What did Fitz have to say?
Okay. Fitz had to say, just now realizing how weird my pinky toes are, it looks like an AI-generated image gone horribly wrong. Fitz commenting on his pinky.
His own pinky toes?
His own pinky toes.
And then did he have images that of his pinky?
So the picture, the picture that's posted is he is surfing, wakeboarding something in Lake Tahoe. And he's fallen off and he's attempting to maybe get back on.
Okay.
And he's holding the rope and he's getting ready for the. And his feet are on the board and his body's in the water.
Yeah.
And the look on his face is very meme-worthy. It's like a cat trying to hold onto a branch in a storm.
He looks like he's in peril.
Like he's ready to get going again.
Uh-huh.
And his feet are the prominent thing in the picture. Fitz like, oh, I realize I got weird toes now.
His pinky toe is like separated from the rest of the foot almost.
On the 1 foot especially. It's like way down there. It's not quite a dew claw, but it's
the one pinky toe is lower than where the big toe starts.
Yeah.
Which I think that's not normal. I don't think that's normal.
I don't know. I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Good for Fitz. 803-0550. Happy 716 day. A week from Bills training camp. Starts a week from today.
Today is the receivers day for the top 10 by executives, scouts, and coaches.
Okay.
And
can I get the top 10?
Can you get the top 10? If you could get 7 of the top 10, I think that'd be a pretty good job.
Yeah?
Yeah. How many of the top 10?
The top 10 receivers according to GMs, executives, coaches. Okay. Jefferson and Chase.
Number 1 and number 2 goes Chase, then Jefferson.
Okay, Chase, then Jefferson.
They both received votes, though, for number 1.
Okay, CeeDee Lamb?
CeeDee Lamb is number 4.
Okay. Are they going to give Mike Evans a nod here?
They are. Mike Evans at number 9.
Good.
Highest ranking, 5th. Had some that didn't rank him, but... yeah, Mike Evans, top 10.
Tyreek Hill is not on this list.
You're saying that?
I'm saying Tyreek Hill is not on this list anymore. Is he?
Incorrect.
He is.
He is on this list.
All right, then I'm fine.
He's number 3.
Okay. He's got a lot to prove this year.
Number 3 off a year where he didn't reach 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
And he's 31. Like, I don't know.
Jeremy Fowler's.
I can hear putting him on the list, but there are a bunch of guys I would have over him.
Me saying Tyreek Hill's not on this list was actually a guess that he was, but me kind of saying at the same time. So I'm still perfect so far.
Well, you can't, but you've also ruled out staying perfect because you can't get Tyreek Hill right.
I got that right.
You haven't got one wrong yet, but there will come a time where you have nine right, and then you're stuck.
All right, fair enough.
Because you'll know the 10th guy is
the other best receivers in football. Is there a rookie on the list?
A rookie, as in someone who's played 1 year?
That would be a rookie. Yeah, sure. Sorry.
Like, well, because they
a rookie last year.
Now they wouldn't be.
Yeah, a rookie last year.
Yes.
Are there two?
No.
Okay. The rookie on the list, is it going to be... Is Brian Thomas Jr. on that list?
He is not. He's an honorable mention. Okay. Quote, he'll be Brian Thomas Jr. He'll be on the list by next year. He can do it all.
Okay. I'll tell you who should be on that list. According to everybody that I mean, if you follow the world of receivers, Ladd McConkey should be on the list. But I bet instead it's Malik Nabers.
Ladd McConkey was also receiving votes. Malik Nabers is number 7 on this list.
By the way, last year's receiver class like already has 4 guys in the top 15 of receivers in the NFL.
NFL personnel evaluator Nabers, quote, he can go 0 to 60 in 3 seconds like a Ferrari, but he's built like a truck.
Yeah.
He does have a weird toe injury, though, that goes back to college where he didn't practice at minicamp. I'll be very curious to see what they do with him at training camp, because if we're getting weeks and months of, yeah, he can't really practice fully, I don't know. It's not this bad, but it reminded me of Watkins having nagging injuries at the beginning of his career.
The next two guesses I want to give you, like these are the standard top 10 receiver guesses. A.J. Brown and Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Number 5 and number 6.
Okay, good. Good answers there.
Yep.
So I've got...
You're only missing number 8 and number 10.
8 and 10. Best receivers in football. Garrett Wilson could be on this list. He's really good.
Garrett Wilson is number 10.
Okay.
Just cracking the list. Highest ranking was 6th.
And number 8, the next best receiver in football. Puka should be on this list.
He is not. Honorable mention. He's the 2nd listed honorable mention.
All right.
He looked like a top 10 receiver when he played the Bills last year.
I think he's one of the best receivers in football. All right. Who am I missing?
He might lose credit because of the McVay factor.
That might be right.
He gets schemed open.
I think a guy that could be in this list, but I don't think is Drake London.
Drake London is not only not on the list, he's not in the honorable mentions, and he's not even in the also receiving votes. Calvin Ridley is in the also receiving votes.
All right. I think Drake London's pretty good. Missing one more. One more receiver that made the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of wide receiver big board guy am I if I'm not getting this?
I know. This guy's not even on your radar.
Cycling through the teams here. The Patriots, the Dolphins, Bills.
Jameson Williams also receiving votes.
Okay. I mean, DJ Moore? No.
Nope. Also receiving votes, DJ Moore. Also receiving votes, Devonta Smith, Ladd McConkey, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Jameson Williams, DJ Moore, Chris Godwin, George Pickens, Calvin Ridley, and Jalen Waddle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Who's voting half those guys in the top 10? Who's got Jaylen Waddle as a top 10 receiver in the NFL right now?
He's one of nine guys to go 3 1,000-yard seasons to start his career.
True. Who's got George Pickens? Like, some of these guys, I don't know.
Yeah, right. Am I missing an obvious one that I just haven't got to because I haven't thought of the right team yet?
Yeah. You see, yes, when you see the logo, you're going to go, yes, that guy should be in the top 10.
All right, the logo is... why do I do that? Why don't I just like look at the logos instead of trying to remember them all at the same time? Kind of shuts down my brain to do that. All right, the next player is going
to
be...
Do you want me to read what was read about him?
Yeah.
NFL personnel director says, the rare ability to be a legitimate number one, good balance, skill set, size, speed, agility for his size, very good hands, competes.
Nico Collins.
Yes, Nico Collins.
Yeah, Nico's great. Nico's top five. Nico, like
they have him number eight. His highest rate ranking was number four.
Okay, if you're doing this on who you'd want to have today, Nico Collins is ahead of Tyreek Hill. Like if it's a dynasty draft kind of thing,
start your franchise today.
Yeah, Nico Collins way ahead of Tyreek Hill.
He's ahead of Tyreek Hill. Is he ahead of CeeDee Lamb or AJ Brown or Amon-Ra St. Brown?
Yes.
All of them.
Yeah.
Is he ahead of Neighbors?
Maybe. He's great.
Wow.
Anyway. And, you know, these are some guys that play different positions. Like, Collins is not playing the same position primarily as St. Brown.
The other honorable mention, so these are the guys above the also receiving votes, guys. Terry McLaurin, Puka, Brian Thomas Jr., DK Metcalf, T. Higgins, and Devontae Adams.
All right. Very good.
No Bills.
That's not surprising.
No, I know.
I think it would take a lot for Shakir to get that kind of recognition. I think it would take a lot. Because look at that list. On slot guys, it is who?
Yeah.
It's JSN. It's
Lamb is a slot guy, but he is so good when he bumps outside that it's like he's a slot guy, but everybody knows
he
could be an outside guy if they wanted him to.
Right. There are guys that they put outside that they say, like, let's use you here.
You said St. Brown?
Mm-hmm.
He's a slot guy.
Primarily.
Is Garrett Wilson kind of that?
No.
No? Other than that, Jaxon Smith-Njigba?
He's the main one, yeah.
You're going down the list?
Yep.
Yeah, so, he'd have to do what Jaxon Smith-Njigba did. Well, which was what? What was that?
How many slot snaps did JSN get?
Last year?
Yeah. When he had DK Metcalf out there, which he does not this year. Now he has Cooper Kupp on that team, which would be interesting to see what they do.
Last year he had 100 catches, 1,100 yards, and 6 touchdowns. Can Shakir do that?
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely?
Yeah.
100 catches and 1,100 yards?
Definitely.
That's a big jump from where he's already been.
You just have to throw it to him. Like, I guess you're asking, there's a strange thing with the Bills where it's not, does this person have the ability to do it versus will the offense go through this player enough? And I think if they wanted to.
Is he so good that he will demand that?
Well, this is a thing about football that can be real. They paid him. Now, a little bit more about, we want to make sure we're getting our money's worth. Let's get that guy the ball. The Bills have three. You know, sure, everybody eats. We know that. But to validate a little bit, validate Kincaid, mm-hmm. validate Coleman, and validate Shakir. Then there's a little bit to validate Palmer. They don't have a $30 million guy they have to feel that pressure on. But there are little politicky things in there. Like Shakir got paid. When a guy gets paid, don't you do this in fantasy? When a guy gets a contract, it's like, oh, they're going to make sure that guy gets the ball. That might tend to be at the higher end of the contract range.
Higher end. Because he didn't get a contract that different than Josh Palmer.
No, that's right.
By the way, JSN, 83% in the slot last year.
Yeah, that's a big number.
Yeah.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Wasn't exactly trivia, but it kind of felt like trivia. Jeremy Fowler's top 10.
He did not get them all.
No, I did not. And it's not going to be the kind of thing that anybody's mad about that, right? Who's mad? The Eagles are out here saying that there's slander for Jalen Hurts being the ninth-rated quarterback. Is the ninth-rated receivers team coming out to say, what is this? Slander?
Eagles fans, I don't even like A.J. Brown. Right? Because he reads.
He read a book.
He read a book, and during the playoffs where they eventually won the Super Bowl,
yes,
I believe there were calls
to cut him.
To cut him
because he read a book on the sideline. You got to cut that guy. You got to send a message.
Philly really deserves two championships?
No.
That's fine. They're fine.
They definitely don't.
They're passionate.
803-0550, our phone number. I'm reading an article from the creator of about the creator of Full House.
Okay.
What kind of knowledge you three have of the episodes of Full House?
Love Full House.
Yeah?
A good knowledge. It's been a long time, but I've definitely seen every episode twice.
Great. Okay, perfect.
But I probably haven't seen a single episode in 8 years, well, 10 years.
That's because, you know, with streaming.
Yeah, what's it on?
Can you, you know what would be a million-dollar idea? Give me a streaming service that offers the syndicated channel you don't know that you want to watch, but you would probably watch right now. Like, oh, look, Full House is on. I don't want to choose Full House.
You want TV Land provided
on
my
Netflix?
Yeah,
I don't want to go to my television and choose Full House. But if I see it's on, oh, you know what? All right. I'll get stuck here for 30 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, on Full House, there's an article here. The creator picked the worst episode they ever made. The one he hated the most.
That he hated the most.
Yeah, the one that he hated the most. And I didn't get that one. But his second choice is an iconic one that I was like, please don't say this one. Because it's a great one. So I'll see if how well you know Full House when we get back. 803-0550 on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.